Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guests today on Let's Talk Pella are Ann Van Hemert and Susan Canfield from Central College, and we're going to be talking about what's going on this weekend at Central for homecoming and family weekend. Ann and Susan, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
Sure.
And we're here to talk about Central's homecoming that starts today. And I guess, first of all, if we could just give us a basic rundown of the events for the weekend.
Well, it's actually at Central we celebrate homecoming and family weekend, so we're looking forward to parents being back and alums. Today we have classes open for people who want to go and sit in on a class, and the schedules for those are available in our Welcome Center, which is in the Maytag Student Center. Everyone is welcome to come by, and anyone in Pella can come and go to class. It'd be great. We also, this evening at 6 o'clock, is the Lemming Race, which if you haven't seen one, you might want to come by the pond. Just kind of step back a little bit so you don't get wet. The Alumni Family Barbecue and Pep Rally and Street Party is tonight at 6 o'clock, and we're closing down Broadway and have shout out to athletes, welcome all our reunion classes. We are celebrating the sixes and the ones this year coming back to campus. On Saturday, we start off with pancake breakfast being cooked and served by our members of Central College Parents Council. And then we have lifelong learning classes. Those schedules are also available. There are classes at 9:30 and 10:30. Those are free. And one very interesting class this year at 10:30 is a class where they'll be talking about members of the Central College family who served in the Civil War and the history of that type of thing. Then the football game, Central's playing Go Dutch. And there are other athletic events going on throughout the weekend with men and women's soccer, tennis, volleyball. It seems like everybody's here this weekend. We have our newest event is our new Party on the Plaza, which is an event that is open to everyone, but it will celebrate our alumni. It's going to happen on Central College's new plaza, and those of you who've been driving by campus probably have seen all that activity. Well, it's going to be done. We have a party and celebrate our alumni and do alumni award presentations. On Sunday, there's a brunch, and there's a Flying Pans alumni steel drum concert at 1 o'clock. So lots and lots to go on, and everyone is welcome to come join us.
And I wanted to dig into a couple of these events a little bit more. First of all, the Lemming Race. This is completely new to me, and I've never heard of a Lemming Race. And so what is that? What are we looking for?
That's a great question, and I'm surprised you don't know, because everyone should know what a Lemming Race. No, I'm just kidding. It's a race that started in the early 80s. It actually was started by our very own Larry Happel, who works in sports information and in central communications. It was his idea, his brainchild, and over the years it's become a yearly annual homecoming tradition where students dress up in all sorts of crazy costumes. You know, the rumor is out that Mark and Tammy Putnam will be running again for the second time. They enjoyed it so much their first year, they're going to do it again. But students start at the library, at Geisler Library, and they run down Peace Mall and all jump into the pond, which looks beautiful and is one of the greatest parts of our campus. Doesn't smell so great when you get in it. So all these students jump in, splash around, they get up on the island, they sing the Central Fight song, and then there's usually a number of people watching and stuff. So it's a great, fun event. If it's good weather, if it's bad weather, it goes on no matter what. It's just a ton of fun. And then everyone can come over and eat at the barbecue afterwards. So
great. And is this something that alumni get involved with too? People kind of wanting to relive their college days?
Not necessarily. For the most part, it's just students that run. Now, there are tons of alums that come watch and I think in their head are reliving the glory days. And, you know, I have to give a little challenge to our current students. We have some alums that have had some amazing costumes. So each year the students have to come up with something greater and greater than what's been done in the past. And it's just hard when you've had some creative alums. So,
and you're also an alum of Central.
Yes.
And
yeah.
What were your favorite costumes
for
the Lemming Race?
Honestly, my favorite one was last fall. There were a group of guys that dressed up as synchronized swimmers, and they jumped in the pond. They did a synchronized swimming routine and then got up on the island. So we've had people dress up as Pella Windows, so there's a little shout-out to local business. We've had, you know, President Rowe, one of our former presidents, was a bumblebee at one point. I think there have been so many costumes, it's hard to even track what they are. But the synchronized swimmers probably have to have it, in my opinion.
So. A lot of great fun.
Yeah. Definitely.
And as homecoming, of course, we're expecting a lot of alumni back. And is this a big event every year for alumni to come back? You said we're celebrating the sixes and the ones this mm-hmm. year. And do we expect lots and lots of alumni?
It does seem like registrations have been pouring in. In addition to the class of 1961 is celebrating their 50-year reunion, and a number of those people are coming back. And we're also doing a cluster reunion for the first time this year, which is the classes of 55, 56, and 57. And they have a big group coming back. But every time I turn around, we get new registrations. And so I think it's going to be, I think the weekend worked out for a lot of people, and we're going to mm-hmm. have a good crowd.
And in addition to welcoming back alumni, it's family weekend too. And so what's the importance of getting families in here?
Well, we a number of years ago when we decided to combine these events, we thought it'd be nice because families can see all the energy that our alums have and participate. So we do have some special classes on exercise science, which is Central's fastest growing major, and for parents, and a session on study abroad so parents can learn about that. But it also just gives it all in one weekend and a lot of energy on campus for everyone who's back.
And give parents and other family members kind of a glimpse into what their kids are doing here at Central.
Yes, exactly.
All right, very cool. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of great things planned for the weekend, and we'll hope again for a big victory on Saturday against Coe College. So thank you so much, ladies, for your time. And again, we'll hope for great weather and a big turnout.
Thanks, Shaylin.
Again, that was Ann Van Hemert and Susan Canfield from Central College. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.